This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Greenberg, Liskus, Morena Harav, Pinchas Ben Miriam, Devorah Shlita, Yehirot Song, Yizachel, Levfur, Shlema, Bekorah, Pesach, Shara, Chol, Yisrael.
Amen.
Kof Tammuz, Tuesday the 10th of July, Rabbi Herschel Hager, Halachas of Web Commerce.
I'd like to go through a few halachas to do with internet buying or selling. Auction, buying on Shabbos through the internet, selling through auction or otherwise, ordering goods which will definitely arrive on Shabbos, or selling goods to a goy which will definitely arrive on Shabbos, the halachas of buying chometz which will arrive after Pesach, and finally to discuss the shaila of copying or downloading software without paying for it. The first shaila to do with buying on auction on Shabbos. There's a famous Rebbe Kiva Eiger which has a suffix. We know you mustn't make a kinyan on Shabbos. Chazal asked Mekach or Memka on Shabbos. What happens if you make a kinyan, a contract before Shabbos, but it will only go into effect on Shabbos? You can do that, you can make a kinyan today, which will go into effect next week or any day you choose. Can you make a kinyan in a weekday which will go into effect on Shabbos? You mustn't instruct a goy to make a kinyan for you on Shabbos. You mustn't instruct a goy to do something for you can't do yourself on Shabbos. But is this different than instructing a goy? You're making a kinyan before Shabbos, which will go automatically into effect on Shabbos. And Rashi and Beyer gives us two reasons why Chazal asked Mekach and Memka on Shabbos. Either because Mimtzai Cheftzach over Dabba Dova, you're doing a weekday act, or because Shema Yichtov, Chazal worried if you will do business on Shabbos, you will do a Surah Deraisa of Ksiva and so on. L'chayra, this kinyan which you've done in the middle of the week, which will go into effect on Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, Mimtzai Cheftzach over Dabba Dova L'chayra doesn't apply, you're not doing any weekday act, you're doing nothing at all, the time has come and goes into effect on its own. The second problem, Shamich Tov L'chayra, also doesn't apply because it's not the derech to write to do a Malocha Deraisa B'Shas when the kinyan goes into effect. You write when you agree on the kinyan, when you start off the kinyan, not when the kinyan goes into effect automatically. So L'chayra, there shouldn't be a problem of Shamich Tov. The two problems that Rashi brings, Chazal asked the Mekhman, L'chayra shouldn't apply to a kinyan which is done during the week but goes into effect on Shabbos. Many Achroinim discuss the Shal of various rites from Shas and Ashoinim. That's the first Sofik Rav Kivega has. There's another Sofik Rav Sofa adds as well, making a Kinyan in the middle of the week, which will go into effect in a week, but the Tanai will take place on Shabbos. For example, I sell some goods on Shabbos, on the weekday to someone, but I tell him, this Kinyan will go into effect, but now that on Shabbos you do something for me. So the kinyan has gone into effect by emes in a week, but bitnai, you're still waiting for some act to take place on Shabbos, which is not an act which is also on Shabbos. You can ask them to do a melucha mataras on Shabbos, and when that night will take place, then the mechira will go into effect, lemafreya, or after Shabbos. That's l'chore more chomer than the first case. The first case you had that someone making a kinyan in the middle of the week, and automatically will go into effect on Shabbos. In this case, you're talking doing something in the middle of the week, which will go into effect in the middle of the week, but nevertheless, you're doing something on Shabbos. And this, l'chayr, would fall into the category of Mimtzai Cheftzach over Dabba Dova, l'masa, you are doing something on Shabbos, a masa, maybe masa amuta, but you're doing something on Shabbos, which will cause the kinyan to go into effect. And second of all, there might be a problem of Shami Yichtev, because, like Shav Sevi points out, Chazal asked to be makdish on Shabbos. You're not allowed to make something hekdish on Shabbos, even though there's no writing involved. Nevertheless, since there's a transfer of ownership by being makdish something on Shabbos, you're makdish taking out of your rishus, giving to someone else's rishus, and that's when it goes into effect on Shabbos, the change of ownership. Chazal asked that as well, Shema Yichtev. If so, when you are doing a masa hamuta on Shabbos, and that will cause the kinyan to go into effect, it's as if you're now transferring ownership, and there could be a problem of shamichtav as well. It's more also than the first case when you are doing something and it would automatically take effect on Shabbos. Now, Nezer points out, why is this more problematic than other melochas? We know all melochas are allowed to be started before Shabbos and will continue on Shabbos. For example, you'll have to start cooking before Shabbos in Oifen or Mutter, and we'll carry on cooking on Shabbos. You'll have to put the lights on before Shabbos, and they'll burn all Shabbos through your act of starting the melocha before Shabbos. So why should this be worse off making a kinyan before Shabbos, which will go into effect on Shabbos? All melochas, Chazal al-Matiz, Mechalikim Shabbos, will be paskin, you're allowed to make a melocha, start a melocha before Shabbos, which will go into effect, which will continue into Shabbos. So why should this be worse off? So Avnezer explains that kinyonim are different than other melochas. For example, if someone puts the light on or starts doing a melocha before Shabbos, regardless of what happens to the person, this melocha will continue. If the person is no longer here, the melocha carries on its own. Mash'enge kinyonim, we need the person to be here, to be around. If the person did the kinyon before Shabbos, but now it goes into effect on Shabbos, and by the time Shabbos comes, the person is no longer here, then the kinyon doesn't go into effect. You need the person to be there alive, b'shas, the kinyon goes into effect. So if you do a master kinyon before Shabbos, which will go into effect on Shabbos, but the master, the person, is no longer here on Shabbos, then the kinyan hasn't gone, the contract hasn't begun. Similarly, if the person did a kinyan on a weekday to go into effect on Shabbos, and he did the kinyan on Thursday, and on Friday he sold it to someone else, so the chayfetz is no longer here on Shabbos. The kinyan, the first kinyan he done on Thursday, won't be able to go into effect on Shabbos because the chayfetz is no longer here. So if the person is no longer here, or the chayfetz is no longer here, nothing will happen on Shabbos. And therefore, when you make a kinyan in the middle of the week to go into effect on Shabbos, it's very important the person and the chayfetz are here. So you actually are doing something by being around. That's why making a kinyan before Shabbos to go into effect on Shabbos is worse off than any other melucha. Any other melucha, once you've started, you've gone away from that, the melucha goes on its own. Mash'enge kinyonim, we need you and the chayfetz to be here on Shabbos. So it's not completely automatic that the melucha takes place. That's why kinyonim are worse off than other meluchas, which begin before Shabbos and continue on Shabbos. The next stage is auctioning on Shabbos. There's a tshuva in Maram Shik, which someone asked him, they used to rent out inns from the goyim, and the contract finished, you had to submit your application to rent the place again, and the auction was on Shabbos. Can you send a goy, or can you send in a bid, a closed envelope, and the goy will open on Shabbos, and if you're the highest bidder, you will be the owner of this item or in. The master of the Maram Shik gives a heter to do that, to place a bid which will be open on Shabbos, which he clearly argues with Avnezer, and seems to say that buying something on Friday, which will take effect on Shabbos, is the same way as any other melocha which you start off before Shabbos and finishing on Shabbos. Many achronim argued Maram Shik, and obviously, as we explained before, the Rekiva Eger Sofek, if you do something, a kinyan before Shabbos, which will go into effect on Shabbos, this is much worse, because the master, when you place the bid on Friday, you send your envelope in, nothing has taken place. The goy has done nothing. He hasn't even seen the envelope. He doesn't even know about it. So it's much less than what the Rekiv Eger says. You cannot do a kinyan on Friday, which will go into effect on Shabbos. By you placing a bid before Shabbos, and the goy only sees it on Shabbos, is much less of a kinyan you've done. The kinyan be'emes takes place on Shabbos, which is much more chomer than the shal of Rekiv Eger by doing a kinyan on Shabbos, just going into effect automatically on Shabbos. Even though you can say a slight savura lehepach, when you do a kinyan in the weekdays and it goes into effect on Shabbos, it's a hemshech of your kinyan. You've done something on Thursday, which continues throughout until Shabbos. When you place a bid, you could argue, as far as you're concerned, the Yisroel Yid has done what he's supposed to do. He's done his part of the kinyan, his bidding, which is the kinyan, and he's walked away from it. Nothing to do with him anymore. It's the goy who's doing the melacha on Shabbos. That means when the goy is opening the bid and agrees to accept your bid, he's doing his part. You've done your part, and you've finished your part before Shabbos ready. You could argue the kinyan, which starts before Shabbos but ends on Shabbos, still has something to do with you.
Can you change your mind after you do?
Can you change your mind after you send the envelope with the bid? Well, you've sent the envelope. You've sent the goy, has it in his pocket. Let's put it that way. The shahla is, it's up to the goy. Let's put it in a case where it's up to the goy to do his part of the second part of the melucha, this kinyan. If we can say that you've walked away from it, it's nothing to do with you anymore, then a choyre should be.
Okay, well, the goy is not for you to Shabbos, that's for your kinyan.
The Paschal and Master say this is worse than the Rukim Egeshir. It's not something you've started on Shabbos, actually you've finished on Shabbos. But there's a slight question to say it's a bit less than that, because the Master, you've done your part, it's nothing to do with you anymore. A Kinyan is a Hemshech, from when you start to when you finish. Here, you've given your bid, and the Goy is doing his part on Shabbos. You haven't instructed him to do it for you on Shabbos. What he's doing is on his own. He can do it on Sunday as far as you're concerned. You haven't told him specifically to do it on Shabbos. That's the kvetch of the Achroinim. Of Lamasa, Lalocha Lamasa, the Paschim do not allow someone to send a bid for something on Shabbos. The Eitzah to do is, what says the Shulchan Aruch, you send the Goy to buy for you, and you can tell the Goy, I'll buy it for you after Shabbos. And you'll buy some, the Goy will buy it for you, himself. He'll pay for it, and then you reimburse him after Shabbos. That's the way to do it, b'derech hatov. Now, the next shlav is eBay on the internet, which is an auction, public auction, which is similar to an auction. The only difference is that it's electronically done, not by piece of paper or bepeh. The emes, the chalos ha-machira, like any auction, takes place when the end of the time of the bid goes into effect. That could be on Shabbos. If the seller wants to, the final time is Shabbos, that's when he's selling it. And that's when your price is the highest price. So it goes the master into effect on Shabbos. Additionally, there are some programs they allow you to bid on Shabbos itself. Meaning you tell them that a minute before the bid finishes, it will look for the price and it will put in a higher number, so members makes a difference how you do it before Shabbos, if you actually put the figure in yourself or you tell a program to do it for you on Shabbos. But both are similar cases of buying something on auction on Shabbos. As the master, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Shala, you're doing a Kinyan before Shabbos, let's call it, which goes into effect on Shabbos. Which is hardly okay by buying something on auction, but you cannot do it on Friday on a bid which will take place on Shabbos. Every time you press enter in a transaction, you've gone, as far as you're concerned, into a contract. If you send an email and you instruct someone to do something, it could be a document which is entering into contract. It could even be considered a signed document. If you're sending something from yourself to a worker to instruct them to do something for you, or to a company to do something for you, the master, you are bound by what you've written, and even in many ways, if you've written it properly. So by pressing a button is a form of kinyan, a contract, which binds you to stand behind your words or your writing. The second shala is selling things on the internet on Shabbos. Now, the primitive way of doing that, 80 years ago, was the way a vending machine started off. And the shala was, is a yid allowed to own a vending machine, put it in the high street, and the goy will put in his coins on Shabbos, and will buy your goods on Shabbos? L'choyer, that's an issa of Mekach HaMemka on Shabbos. It's even worse, because it's your kelim, and when someone throws in money into your kelim, it's kelo of shel udum koin eloi, you have now received money for your goods. You've done a real mechir memchah on Shabbos. You don't know about it, but the master, someone has bought something from you and has paid you for it, and you've received the money. Nevertheless, interesting enough, the poskim are mater the vending machines for a couple of dochkim, but the master came up, all of them allow one, a yid, to own a vending machine, as long as it's no problem with my sign, it's not a Yiddish place, if it's in a Goyish place, and the Goy will most probably buy from it on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that. It also goes into the Shalom Rikki Vega, which we started before. You've done something, you've allowed the Goy to do something on Shabbos. But here, Lamas, you don't know for a fact that someone will buy something for you on Shabbos. In the Shalom Rikki Vega, you have started a kinyan on Shabbos, which you want to go into effect on Shabbos. Here, let's argue, as far as Yid is concerned, he doesn't mind if someone empties the vending machine on Friday and pays for it all. He doesn't know for definite that someone will buy it on Shabbos, and he's not really interested as someone should dafka buy on Shabbos. He is interested someone should buy all of it on Friday, or on Motor Shabbos, as far as he's concerned. He wants the item sold. The Rikki Vega Shal is, you want something to go into effect on Shabbos dafka. Here, it's not dafka, you want something to be sold on Shabbos. It's as if you... similar to something you've given to a goy, if you give something to a goy before Shabbos, you're schoira, and you tell the goy, sell it on my behalf. When you sell it, I don't care if you sell it on Friday or Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. So it's as if you've told the vending machine, sell my stuff for me, whatever you want, let it be sold. Nevertheless, the Paschim do say, we find in Hilchos Pesach, if a goy delivers you chumetz to your house on Pesach, you have a big problem, you're accepting chumetz, you mustn't do that, it's also Bahanur. What you have to say is, you're not accepting it on Pesach. The goy can put it in your chutzah, and dump it there, and you can say, chatzeri eina koineli. You can't be forced to accept something. You can't be forced to accept a present. So if someone gives you a present, you don't want it, you can refuse it, you can decline it. Even if he's left it in your garden, the fact that it's in your ashus doesn't necessarily mean it's yours bekinyan, because you're not happy to accept it till after Pesach. So if a goy delivers goods to you on Pesach, which are chumetz, you can say, I'm not accepting it till after Pesach. Even though it's lying in my place, I have no responsibility over it. The same way, if the goy drops money into your vending machine, you can say, I'm not accepting this money till after Shabbos. It's stuck in my rishus, it's in my property, but it's not mine, be'emes, al pikinyan, until after Shabbos. Now, the same would apply to selling things via the internet. If someone sells software, or he has an information site, which you can only access by paying. It's similar to the vending machines, where someone is coming to you unknowingly on Shabbos, and he's paying for your goods, which he's using immediately. He's paying for your software, or he's paying for your information you're providing him on Shabbos. He's paid you already. You do not have to accept it. Halucha to say it's not mine, the money which is given to me, I will only accept after Shabbos. And Lachor is similar to the Hetzer, the apostles say to vending machines, even though a goy has paid for something on Shabbos, which is yours, you're not ready to accept the money till after Shabbos.
You can't compare it to the Chometz. Chometz, you didn't do anything about it.
Right.
Did by himself. It was in his own initiative.
Yeah, but on Shabbos you don't.
Going in the machine. Because you wanted to sell, so you did.
True, it is the emes and mekach memke way of. Yeah. The vending machines are also mekach memke. The vending machines themselves are mekach memke. It's a regular way of mekach memke, and with the week, did that the same way.
You put the machine
there. Yes, it
was.
That's right.
But nevertheless, the poskim are happy to be muttered the vending machines when a guy does it without you knowing.
So, on Shabbos afternoon, if somebody smashes the vending machine, takes all the money, you'd have no tefillah on him.
Why not?
What about the car park? Like, you need to be full on Shabbos. You can't have it after Shabbos.
That could be a problem. If you want specifically, you can't tell a goy, sell my goods on Shabbos. Not even that. If the market day is on Shabbos, you can't even tell him on Thursday, take my sechor, sell it, and you know jolly well the market day is only open on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to do either, because as if you're instructing clearly to do something on you for Shabbos, on Shabbos for you. That you're not allowed to do. But if it's no difference to you, and he could sell it on Friday as well as Shabbos, then it's mutter. Now, a bigger head than that is selling goods through the internet, which a goy comes to you on Shabbos and pays with his credit card and orders your goods on Shabbos. The emes, the transaction goes into effect, most companies, all companies, when you've shipped the goods. And not only that, when the goy has entered his credit card number, all he's done is given instructions to his bank to set aside money to you in case you want to charge him for the goods you will sell him, you will send him. And what happens after Shabbos? You come, you open your site, and you see people have ordered a number of items. You might not have them in stock. You might even have to go and buy them in order to sell them further. So the master, the goy has only agreed to give you money. You haven't accepted the money yet. You can't accept the money yet. And even though you've accepted the banks accepted his order from you and allowed money to be taken from them in case you want to, the master, you haven't taken any money from the bank yet. You can't take money from the bank until you actually ship the goods. So it's very far from a kinyan, because the master, all the goy has done is promised to give you money if you send him the goods. And if you don't want to send him the goods, for whatever reason, or you don't have the goods in stock, or the exact thing he ordered, you can just decline the order. You won't have anything to send him to. You won't be able to charge him for it. So the fact that the goy has come to you and ordered something Shabbos, he hasn't done a kinyan lechare at all, because he hasn't paid for any goods yet. He's still fully bedas achayrim to send him the goods, and once you've sent the goods, then he can be charged. If you have a... The problem could be if you have a goy doing it for you, if you sell your goods through a goyish company, and the goyish company is very efficient, and they send it out immediately, then that could be a problem, because you've instructed the goy to take money for you, and send out your goods on Shabbos. But most cases, if you sell your goods, even through Amazon, for example, Lamasa, it's you who are sending it. They are doing taking the orders for you, making a percent on that. But Lamasa, when someone has ordered through them, they're coming to you, instructing you to send those goods out. So before you've sent those goods out, no one has been charged anything. So the goy is accepting an order from another goy on your behalf. There's no kinyan at all, and you can do that on Shabbos because you haven't charged anyone on Shabbos, and there's no kinyan which has gone into effect on Shabbos yet.
Well, so it's eBay, and you're selling an article which you're bound by the sale, which goes on Shabbos.
Either, that's interesting, because an auction could be worse, because the master, when you click that auction button, that's when the kinyan, the chalos of the kinyan is, b'shas, that click. Buying goods, when you press enter, you haven't gone into any contract. The contract goes into effect only when they ship out the goods. An auction, the kinyan is taking place when you agreed to that auction, to that number. Mashenken, buying or selling, the contract only takes place when you're shipping out the goods, not before that. It's only haftuchos up till then. So it's much better in a way than buying on an auction. You haven't done any kinyan yet. Buying an auction now, you finalize, you are bound to buy this. The emes is right. In eBay, if you change your mind, the moicha seller change your mind, which happens often, it's not, you don't get the goods you ordered for. You buy on eBay. Either of them could change their mind. You can't do that. Legally, you're not allowed to do that. But What happens if you don't get the goods? The seller doesn't give it to you. You can have a tvia. Right. That's what I'm saying. The fact that you can have a tvia, the person doesn't make it easier to get the shabbos. So even though sometimes you don't get the goods you ordered for, it doesn't make it a heter to do on Shabbos. Because it's binding. You're going into contract. When you're bidding something, he is bound by contract. If he's a gunner, if he doesn't want to pay for you, fine, that's not a heter to do that on Shabbos, just because he might not pay for it, or you might change your mind, you'll stop some payments, however you can do it. Now the third point to discuss, delivery on Shabbos. If you order something from a company, and they're telling you the delivery date is certainly going to be on Shabbos, you cannot do that, because you're instructing a goy to do a melucha for you on Shabbos, which is not allowed. If you've ordered something, but you haven't designated a date for it to arrive, and it arrives on Shabbos, then you're allowed to open your door, like post, and accept it on Shabbos. Unless...
What did you say, letter?
A letter is allowed to come to your letterbox on Shabbos. But you must instruct the goy to deliver something for you specifically on Shabbos, because no, you're instructing him to do for you a melacha on Shabbos.
Well, first on Friday. You tell the person deliver it.
One second. I'm talking about accepting it. Accepting something means you're telling a goy, I want this delivered on Shabbos. If not, then you can send an item back, or you can get a he'll waive the shipment fee. But the master, you're guaranteed delivery on Shabbos. That you cannot do. But if it's not a guaranteed delivery on Shabbos and it happens to come on Shabbos, then you can accept it. Unless it's a Frigidaire or a big oven which arrives on Shabbos, then there's a problem with Marasayan of Shemilse. It looks very vochendig when you have a big oven arriving to you, even though you're not really happy to come on Shabbos. Then it's a problem to open the door and allow the goy to bring in a big item which could go into the problem of Marasayan. Sending Schoire for a goy on Shabbos, again, you're not allowed to specifically do a malocha, tell a goy to do something for you on Shabbos. But if the goy is paid for shipment, the goy is paying for shipment, then you can do that and make sure it arrives on Shabbos, because it's the goy who's paying for the shipping. If you sell something to a goy and he's paying for the shipping, then it's his business when he wants it. He wants it on Shabbos, he's paid for it, you have to do that. You can play around with the money. You can say part of the money is for shipping, and the goy will pay for shipping on Shabbos. Fine, so you can say the £90 is for the item and £10 is for your shipping.
The code is normally paid for that. When I buy something, I pay £100 plus delivery plus postage.
Fine, so if you're paying for postage. If it's. Sometimes you buy there's a free postage and he wants it on Shabbos. So what you can tell him is, I'm waiving the I'm reducing the fee. It'll be £90, you'll pay for the £10 delivery on Shabbos. It's not a free delivery. I'll send it to you cheap, and you'll pay for the delivery. As long as he's paying for the delivery, it's not your problem. Because the goy is instructing another goy to do a melacha on Shabbos, it's perfectly no problem. The fifth shala we had about buying chumetz for after Pesach. Many people have shala allowed to order from Tesco online chumetz, which will be delivered after Motzei Yom Tov. The master is, they go into contract with you. Whenever you order, it makes no difference. The master, they have gone into contract. B'shas, they ship the goods. So if they ship the goods on Pesach afternoon, it arrives to you now after this month, you've got a big problem. Your master bought chumetz on Pesach. Regardless if you've made the order 2 weeks before Pesach, and you give your credit card number, the master, it goes into effect when they ship it out. That's what it says clearly. If it's the next day, then it's no problem. They've shipped it out the next day, so you can order 2 weeks before Pesach to arrive the next day without any problem. On Pesach itself, there'd be a slight problem of Chazal called Roitzi B'Kiyumah. The Gemara of Avodah Zorah talks about when a goy owes money to a yid, and the goy says to yid, hold on, let me just sell my Avodah Zorah, and I'll give you the money. That money is also banur, because the yid, for a certain period, wants that Avodah Zorah to be intact till the goy sells it. So he's Roitzi B'Kiyumah Shal Issa Anur. The Yisrael wants that Avodah Zorah to be around, that the goy should have money to pay him. And therefore, if you are interested, if you order something, chumetz on Pesach, you're actively interested in the chumetz being around, that could be a shala of roitzi b'kiyumah, so you cannot order on Pesach for after Pesach. Before Pesach, there's no problem of that. In America, they have the first pizza after Pesach. They sell that for a big bid, an auction. Grosser Gedilla, you have Motzei Yom Tov, you can have the first pizza in town. And the master said, when you're bidding for something, the chumetz is not there, b'emes. It's just haftucha that someone will make chumetz for you after Pesach. L'chore, it shouldn't be a problem. Even on Pesach. The chumetz is not there. Someone's promising you to bake chumetz for you after Pesach. That's good, fresh pizza. And look at that, if it's taka chumetz, you have a problem with it. It's not his, it's sold over. In Pesach, taka problematic. Finally, copying or downloading programs, software, music without paying for it. Let's talk about from Yidden, Yiddish music, which goes to Shala of Gileva. But MS Api Chazal, we don't find a makor copyright for Chochmah or something that's not tangible. I wanted to Moshe Halbisham said, someone asked him, Shala, can you copy music and software from Yid without permission? So he said, someone was makpid to eat glat kusha, flesh, without any shalas, shouldn't do that, because this is mumnes, which has shalas on it, so it's not something you'd want to do. Even though you can't pinpoint a definite issa. But the stipler in Bava Basra, the Siman Aleph, brings an interesting chasam sofer. He talks about the issa of mazik, a yid to be mazik another yid. The Torah doesn't say specifically you're not allowed to be mazik, you mustn't steal, you mustn't gazel. Hezek, the Torah says many parts, you have to pay for a hezek you've done. It's not clear in the Torah that you lechatchila mustn't be mazik another yid. So he goes to the whole different points where we, the source of the issa. He brings very interesting chasam sofer. Chasam sofer Chivas brings Ramban. The Ramban seems to say that the takunas of Sanhedrin or Bezdin are dina Torah, meaning if the Sanhedrin think this cannot be done and they make such a takuna, then you cannot do it al pi Torah. The Torah was given to the Sanhedrin to decide the chukim and mishputim shabchol dover dover, the same way they can pass malochus, they can make takunas as well. And if the Sanhedrin feels something is also to be done, then you cannot do it. So you cannot be mazik someone if Chazal say you have to pay for it, and it's something you cannot do, therefore that's an issa min haTorah. Something which Chazal would stop us from doing, for whatever reason, then you cannot do. Because if Sanhedrin would put an issa in effect, do not do this, then if you do it, you would be over on Gezeilah, because Chazal would be there to stop us from allowing to do lechatchila, and something which Chazal would have stopped us from doing would be an issa gezel if you take to do that. L'chore, that should be a clear enough issa to copy things without permission, without paying for it. Because if Chazal would have stopped us from doing that, that would go into Shom Som L'choyke Mishpot, which wouldn't allow us to do it l'chatchila.